I'm Nick Caprio, WRPR News. It is a question people have wondered since the beginning of time. Are we alone in the universe? Is there intelligent life somewhere else in our galaxy? On a cool, brisk night, when the stars shine their brightest, look up and ask yourself this very question. Humanity has always pondered this thought with much speculation. Ask anybody you know, and you'll surely get an interesting response.
Do you believe in aliens?
Absolutely.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens?
Absolutely.
Do you believe in aliens?
No.
Do you believe in aliens?
I most certainly believe that there's something else out there. Yes.
I mean, like, how egocentric is it just to believe that we're the only form of intelligent life in this, like we don't even know anything beyond this, like, tiny little galaxy of ours, like, infinite, you know? Like, there's gotta be aliens, you know? I don't think we've actually seen any yet, but they've gotta be out there.
Some people believe in aliens, while others do not. Nobody is right or wrong because the question itself has yet to be answered. NASA is making revolutionary leaps in astronomy and understanding our universe. According to NASA and CNN.com, the James Webb Space Telescope is due for launch in 2018. This scope can study the atmosphere of exoplanets. The technology to do such things is almost fictional, and the terminology used is even more advanced. To simplify things, I talked to Richard Russo, astronomy professor at Ramapo College.
So the 2018 trip to Mars is really designed to find microbial life, which means like bacteria or fungi or viruses. They don't expect to see people or beings running around with, cars and baseball bats.
Exist? What will they be like? What will they look like? If we are able to interact with them, how will they act? Everyone has their own theory, especially with the influence of alien movies that have been made over the years.
Extraterrestrial life is what we're talking about. I have a strong feeling about it because I've been into astronomy for over 50 years, and everybody's out there looking for extraterrestrial life. Everything is very, very far away. If it does exist, we haven't contacted it. I don't believe they've been here. I don't believe the pyramids were built by aliens or any of that jazz. If they come here, we're going to know about it. So if we encounter life, let's say this. It depends on where they come from, because just like in a Darwinian way, we've evolved to look like we do. Let's say that it was dark. It was far from their star. Their eyes might be much larger with larger diameter pupils so they could absorb light. And if they got here, Dick, they would be extremely intelligent. To go to a star would take thousands and thousands of years, unless you went at the speed of light. And even then, it might take hundreds of years. Who's going to give that up? Unless you have a way of moving faster than the speed of light or going through a black hole and using it as a wormhole to get to another part of the universe. Something very technologically sophisticated that is way beyond us. So if these dudes came here, you'd run for the frickin' hills because they'd be very, very impressive. They do whatever they want. They could treat us like ants and get us to do whatever we want because it's way beyond our capacity intellectually, you know?
If aliens do exist, let's hope they're more like E.T.
E.T. from home.
And less like Mars Attacks. Nick Caprio, WRPR News.